Welcome to the first VH podcast hosted by yours truly, Bo Veyon, the only important host. You can ignore everyone else, they don't matter. But for, so they feel better, here they are.
Okay, this is Madeline Underwood. We're going to give little introductions. Bo forgot to do that because he's not as cool as he thinks he is. I am a second-year Slytherin and a beater on the Quidditch team. I don't know what else you want to know, but just so you know, it's all Slytherin hosts, so don't be biased. Just be careful.
Love us for who we are.
Love us for who. We're alternative. We're not evil.
Indeed. Well, that's what we would hope. Anyway, I'm Chanel Delavey. I'm second year also in Slytherin. I'm not on the Quidditch team, but I guess I'm into dueling, etc. And
not here with us right now is Mercy Vane and Liam Beru, who originally came up with this idea. And are not
and
able
we love
to join
them,
us.
And their computers suck.
We love them very much, and they are heroes, and you should thank them for this brilliant idea and for doing all the work. But they're unable to join us, unfortunately, due to technical reasons.
Technical difficulties, definitely.
Their computers, they're...
The computers are doo-doo-doo. So... For the time being, we're kind of taking over for him, so we'll be the ones that are kind of handling things.
We're the people you need to suck up to in order to be mentioned.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch the next podcast, all of us will be kicked off, and it'll just be Mercy and Liam, so.
You never know, you never know.
Okay, so we all know that VH went down for 4 months, was it?
Yeah, something like that.
3 months, 4 months, whatever, a long time.
And it was down for a long time. And the gods were nice enough to give us a background story as to why exactly it was down in character-wise. And when you read about it in the Daily Prophet, they mention a trap involving Harry Potter, right?
Involving Harry Potter, who evidently came to the rescue.
Dun-da-da!
Dun-da-da!
And found that it was a trap.
Yeah.
And no students were there.
Yeah, of course. They were.
They had all been mobilized. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thanks to the brave Lucius Malfoy. Cough.
Dark Lord cough. What?
Cough. We're not supposed to know that, though.
Oh, right.
Unfortunately, no one was harmed. No Gryffindors were harmed in the making of this video.
This can mean.
And, of course, the question on everybody's mind is, the Dark Lord, dead or alive? And so, they left us hanging due to evidently lack of contact with Lucius Malfoy, or MVH. And we are unaware we will ever see the boy on VH again. So what are your thoughts on it, guys?
Dun, dun, dun.
The Death Eaters seem to have come up with a very good solution. According to a thread in Hogsmeade, they decided to become emo about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, weren't they always emo?
Amadeus Coriel Surreal, whatever.
Coriel.
Has been emo, which gives us a hint that maybe the Dark Lord is forever gone.
Dead or alive.
Dead or alive. Due to our educated guess and highly evolved brains, we've got to say that we don't expect to be seeing our beloved, hated, winch-loving, hating Dark Lord again.
But I guess we'll find out.
Am I the only one that's really sad?
I'm sad.
We should have a day of silence. No one's allowed to post.
Let's have a moment of silence for the Dark Lord.
Let's have a moment of silence.
Yeah. I'm gonna wipe away the tear. And as all Quidditch fanatics are surely still mourning the loss of the Quidditch pitch, I'm still in mourning. I'm still wearing black. Apparently, most of the struggle took place near the Forbidden Forest on the Quidditch pitch, which I don't quite understand because, you know, the Quidditch pitch does not seem like a good place to have a battle.
Close to the school.
Yeah.
Not really a strategic location.
No, not strategic at all. And, you know, why you gotta ruin our fun?
The Death Eaters are losing their touch.
Death Eaters, why?
they are biased against Quidditch, I think, you know?
Because Hogwarts just rules, so, I mean, they had to ruin everything. So, you know,
and because they're all Slytherins, they also destroyed the house points to save us all from...
to save us from the negative
points. To save us from losing to Gryffindor and Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw. Which is, of course, no fault of mine.
It's absolutely nothing to do with Bo at all.
It has nothing to do with
Bo and Les.
Anything. It was just bad luck.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing at all. It's
whatever you heard, it's a lie.
Lies.
Nice. They're all lies.
Scandal and rumor.
But in addition to losing the pitch, at least until they can get the funds, because the ministry is cheap, they decided to do away with clubs as well. So, we had to say goodbye to our...
Mr. Edgar Eclipse.
Yes, Mr. Edgar Eclipse.
He was a really nice guy. I liked him.
He was a very nice guy. So, he is gone. There are no more clubs. No formal clubs, anyways. I'm sure there are things going on otherwise, but... And no Quidditch for the rest of the term. And who even knows how long that's going to last, but...
However, there seems to have been a fair deal of... implying that the Daily Prophet has been somewhat of a National Enquirer. Due to the credibility of Rita Skeeter, we're not exactly sure what happened for real.
So that could all be a lie right there. Everything we just said.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, because it's Rita Skeeter.
Exactly.
And she's very...
unreliable. She's very unreliable.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, I mean,
love her to death, but she's really... Yeah.
She's just
Now I'm Ron Burgundy with the VH News.
Alright, first in the VH News, next sorting is suspected to be coming at the end of October. Although, as always, it is subject to change. And I'm kind of surprised that there are already a lot of unsorts with us, which is... a good thing, of course, but, you know.
I know, that really surprised me how many, like, how did they find it?
Where did they
come from?
Maybe it's because a few cool people went to go vote for us on MuggleCast, or MuggleNet, and and on HPANA, or whatever you call it.
HPANA.
HPANA.
And also, you can still sign up for the World Cup on VHOT. There's a post under the rules and information section from Hooch that says you can still sign up. I'm not sure what they're taking, but you know, it can't hurt. And if you've already played in one of the World Cup games and your team lost, you can get tossed back into the pool to be picked up for another game. I'm not sure if they've picked all of the teams, but the other games or anything like the game that I was in, they have sometimes they need substitutes, so that can always be an option.
So if you're cool, you're going to sign up for it,
So if you're cool, you're going to sign up. You have to have played at least one game, but other than that, there aren't any requirements. It's a blast.
You want to PM Hooch to get into that, right?
Yep, or if you haven't posted, you can post on the thread on VHOT that just has your information in your house. But if you've already played one of the games, you can PM Hooch, and she can put you on another team if there is room available.
We also have the Great Help Out Your Dueling Club thread in the, of course, Dueling Chamber, Dueling Club area. They're looking for people who are willing to help out and teach newer members how to duel, and there's, Miss Quinn asks that you have a solid knowledge of dueling, and she prefers 30 years, but if you feel as if you've got, you know, a better knowledge in your younger, let her know. And she wants to emphasize that you please stay strong with it.
Be willing to put a commitment into it.
Yeah.
All right. And...
okay, so there used to be a nice little section here that had Bo's humorous and thoughtful recap of the house points. But as we realized the next day after we recorded the podcast and were editing, Professor Giordano decided to add some house points, which we really can't argue with because Slytherin got the most, but still. So now we have to do a new recap of the new totals for the house points. As the standings currently are, Hufflepuff with 200, Slytherin in second with 195, woo! Ravenclaw in third with 156, and Gryffindor bringing up the back with 131.
And earn us some points, why don't you?
Do your homework.
And that concludes today's 9 o'clock news. I'm Ron Burgundy. Stay classy, San Diego.
This is Naima St. James, and this will be a quick little update on the Quidditch Finals. I'm outside right now because I'm locked out, and it's cold, and it's windy, and there are people that are staring at me funnily, and I have to go to the bathroom really badly. I have no idea where my mother is. Feel my pain.
Okay.
First game, we had Bulgaria versus Zimbabwe, and unfortunately Zimbabwe lost. Lame. Anyway, that score was 90-10. Second game of Quidditch was England versus Ireland, and Ireland lost 90-45. Lame.
I can hear a siren.
Hey, look, there goes the kid. Hi, kids! Anyway. Just to let you guys know some other dates. Peru versus Luxembourg will be September 22nd to 24th. England versus Bulgaria will be September 29th. Oh, there's a bug on my screen. September 29th to October 1st. The winner of game 3, which is, what, Peru versus Luxembourg? Yeah. Will be against Denmark on October 6th to October 8th. And England versus Bulgaria, oh, well, the winner of that one will be against the Ukraine on October 13th to October 15th. So, yeah, games are shortened to 2 days on VH, well, no, World Cup Quid. Right. Did you want to talk about the...
Mention Von Nutterbutter.
And Trogdor.
No, I'm serious. Nutterbutter, you are my hero. Like... No, okay, no, you know who my hero was? Whoever was in the England versus Ireland game, whoever quoted Chicka Chicka Boom Boom, I'm gonna marry you. I love that book. England.
I hear more nature noises. What's going on now?
There's a helicopter out there. No, okay, the one thing I do have to say is there's, you know, little special shout out to Chippo and Kamali of the Zimbabwe team who decided to make a guest appearance in the England versus Ireland game. Let's, you know, give them a round of applause and everything, because that was a
spectacular save.
Exactly.
That was amazing. And although the officials may hate you, we are in love with you.
We love you.
Oh, and a special, you know, thank you for the snitch.
Yay, the snitch that posted
45
twice.
45-minute period of nothing.
We love you.
Because the seekers like to work.
Thanks, Nima. Okay, so for each podcast, we're going to pick a popular or interesting thread on VH and kind of summarize it, talk about who's in it, and discuss kind of what we think about it, maybe give some background information. We asked all of the participants in this thread if they were okay with us talking about it beforehand, and they are okay with it. So we have chosen In Quiet Places, Reasons Abound. It takes place in the Astronomy Tower between Endicus and Random. And as always, as far as I've always seen, it's really good, a lot of detail. I love reading their threads. So the overview of the thread is Endicus is on the tower, kind of about everything. He's a seventh year and kind of mourning Quidditch a little bit. And Random appears, and they start talking about bloodlines. Because after the so-called disappearance of the Dark Lord, and Endicus being a pureblood and Random being a Muggle-born, the lines are even stronger than before. So they actually start arguing with each other, and Random ends up slapping Endicus, which he views as a very Muggle response to their argument. And they bicker back and forth, but I enjoy their bickering because it's very intelligent bickering. It's fun to read, and so I enjoy reading that. And who doesn't love
definitely,
a little
definitely a good read. They're both very talented
They're
writers.
They're extremely talented writers. Especially for Endicus to be the only person to be allowed to be Parselmouth, and that was quoted in the request thread for the magical powers where you can apply for a power. You know, that's not a power that you would really use. So for him to be able to write such a good application and then still and to get it, I mean, that's obviously a testament to their writing skills. So the thread so far is not over. It's still kind of in limbo.
You should definitely check it out.
You should definitely check it out. Like I said, you can find it on the Astronomy Tower. It was an open thread, but it looks like it's just Endicus and Random, and I honestly prefer to keep it that way. But they're fun to read, and I've read a lot of their stuff, and they're an enjoyable pair to follow because it's not like, you know, every other ship that you might read about where it's, oh, I love you, blah, 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 blah. There's a lot of conflict. You know, there's a lot of
very down to earth.
If you think about racism almost, because it's mud, you know, the mudbloods, you know, pure bloods, whatever. It's interesting to think about. And plus, it's a Hufflepuff and a Slytherin, which if there's any more ridiculous match, that is probably it. So
not just any Hufflepuff Slytherin, pure blood Slytherin,
a pure blood Slytherin, and a muggle-born Hufflepuff. So exactly. if you're looking for a good read, you should check out their thread on the Astronomy Tower.
And that is a feature thread. And again, it's called In Quiet Places, Reasons Abound in the Astronomy Tower. And I insist that you go read it. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Read it. And now we have our special exclusive interview with our VH featured character.
Hi, I'm Andy Kennedy, and I'm today's featured character.
Today's interview will be hosted by Bo Bayon and
Christy London and Vane. Okay, so here's what's going on. We have questions lined out for Miss Kennedy, and we also have discussions for the end of the questions. But in order for you to complete her answers and some of our questions, you're going to need a little bit of background information on her. So, Andy, could you please tell us about your character?
Okay, Andy's a Ravenclaw. She's just turned 18, and she's in 7th year. She has a little brother who's a Gryffindor prefect, and she's very proud of him. She enjoys school, but not as much as some people. I guess that's it for the basics.
Yeah, that'll work, I think. If you could be a plant, Miss Kennedy, what plant would you be, and why?
I think Andy would be a Venus flytrap, because they sit there looking all serene and pretty, and then little bugs come up and try to bother them, and they get eaten.
You're really scary sometimes, you know that?
Yeah.
I had a pet Venus flytrap once. His name was Fluffy.
How sweet.
I know, isn't it?
A fluffy Venus flytrap. There's something a little weird about that.
Did you know that Venus flytraps actually attract flies? So if you have one, you'll get more flies in your house rather than having to get rid of.
Sure. All right.
Does that seem Andy-ish to you?
I don't. Well, she does attract some things, but flies.
All right. I think we should move on to the next question. Andy, if you had to compare your character to any character in canon, who would it be?
I think it would be Luna Lovegood. Andy's not nearly as crazy as Luna, but she definitely has her moments. And she does have weird little quirks that kind of remind me of Luna at some time. She likes to wear Christmas tree bulbs as earrings during Christmas time and things like that. She's definitely a little weird, and given the right situation, she would probably be very much like Luna.
I never really thought of Andy as being a Luna-ish person, but, you know. I'd like to see Andy commentating on Quidditch and see if she's just as good as Luna is.
Oh, she did! You guys don't remember that?
No, I don't!
No?
It was the little fake Quidditch game where they used Stella Wanderer as the Quaffle. Yeah, it was definitely a blast commentating that game.
I think I remember reading that, but I don't remember much about it. Okay.
Wow, so Andy, is Luna left in her classroom? That seems a little bit unorthodox.
Who would, or what would Andy's bug art be and why?
I think it would be her mother telling Andy that she'll end up just like she did. Her mother made some horrible decisions in life, and she's not exactly a great parental figure. Andy doesn't very much like her family. In fact, Ben's the only person in her family she can stand. Or maybe a hedgehog, because they're really creepy.
Could it be, like, a mix of your mother and your hedgehog?
That would definitely scare her. I think that would scare anyone.
I'm not sure how you think of a hedgehog.
Yeah, okay.
One of Andy's friends from TTLG had a hedgehog named Thistle, and the group was hanging out on the lawn playing soccer or something like that, and the hedgehog like wandered up to Andy, and she just freaked. She didn't react well to it. She was like trying to climb a tree to get away from it.
Yeah. When hedgehogs attack.
So does this reaction happen for everything that looks like a hedgehog?
No, I think it's just hedgehogs. Actually, it might just be Thistle.
Thistle's still around?
The Thistle's owner is now inactive, so Andy hasn't had to deal with him in quite a while.
Next question. What does Andy dream about at night, and who's in her dreams? Please remember to keep this PG.
Andy likes to have dreams where she's flying. Maybe it's just because she doesn't like flying in real life because she's afraid of heights. But she does. She dreams about flying and, you know, taking points from random people.
Like flying which, but, a broomstick or just...
No, just flying by herself.
Like Superman?
Yeah.
Super Andy.
Yeah. Fast enough.
Does she have nightmares about hedgehogs?
Occasionally. But only when she's had a really bad day.
Does she ever have, nightmares about her mother?
No. But mostly because her mom isn't at Hogwarts.
Okay, come on. She sleeps at home, too, during the summers.
Yeah, but, her mom tends to ignore her as much as possible during the summers. Well, I've written about Andy's mother in Andy's journal quite a bit, so if you've ever looked at Andy's journal, which isn't entirely PG, you'd...
We're not promoting it, we're just telling you it's good.
Yes, yeah. And I'm not telling you the link
right now. You could shoot a person, but you're not supposed to, alright?
We're not exactly. Telling you to.
Alright, next question, shall we?
Oh, yeah. Okay, what is Andy's favorite Birdie Bot's every flavor be?
She very much likes cherry and lemon drop. She's a fan of the little fruity kinds of
Are there
ones.
Any reasons for that?
I don't know. She always just likes the taste of cherries. Like, she gets all cherry lip gloss and cherry-smelling shampoo and all that jazz. She likes the cherries.
She sounds a lot like a muggle-born.
Well, she is a muggle-born, so...
I know.
Earthworm makes her gag. She likes to give earthworms to people. Like, earthworm beans to people. When they ask for beans.
She seems like the Slytherin kind of Ravenclaw to me.
Yeah, I maintain that the only reason she's not in Slytherin is because she's muggle-born. She is quite Slytherin when she wants to be.
Well, then I guess it fits with the whole show being run by Slytherin, you know? You're
the reject Slytherin, so... She's definitely the reject Slytherin.
I'm not using derogatory language here.
I'm not using derogatory language.
You're calling her a reject.
She is a reject.
Right. Hey, I don't deny it.
Next question. What course in nudes is Andy most dreading?
I'd say potions. In her charms class and her arithmancy class, it's very much natural talent. She never really has to do anything to get good marks.
Is it because she's afraid of Professor Giordano?
No.
That's why you didn't make it into Slytherin. He said she doesn't like work because, one, you're afraid of Professor Giordano, and two, you don't like work, and all Slytherins are ambitious. See, the reason
Andy's ambitious, but she doesn't like it.
the whole reason we have this podcast is because the Slytherins are so ambitious, okay? It would have never happened if we'd been
yeah,
like...
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know, but Andy's very ambitious. She has big plans for her life.
In order to be a Slytherin, yes. You have to be not afraid of Gigi, and that's why you were rejected. Not because you're my boy.
I just said that she wasn't.
Okay.
You guys
deny
are on
it
crap.
All you want.
Alright, well, shh, quiet. Can we expect from Andy after her graduation?
Well, I've got a few jobs lined up for her to have that'll kind of put her in new territory.
Not odd jobs, correct? Like, she's not
no.
Gonna be fixing Muggle plumbing or anything.
No. She just kind of, I think she starts out at the Daily Prophet, and she works there for a little while, and then she gets bored and takes a freelance job at Witch Weekly. And then she gets bored with that and kind of goes into her own little writing thing. And she has some relationships, more serious ones than she ever had at Hogwarts. And
we
gets married, spits out a few kids.
Are they with
we can still expect scandal, yes?
Yes.
Yes, lots of scandal.
That's why you're Andy Kidding.
Yeah, that's why everyone loves you.
Yeah, we love you,
Andy. Because of the scandal.
Yeah.
Well, now, will these scandalous relationships, will they be with people from Hogwarts, or...
Yeah.
People
like Beauvillon, or...
No.
I've totally read a fanfiction about that, anyway.
We aren't mentioning that here. She does have a relationship with a few people from Hogwarts. Younger guys, which,
sure.
I know, shocker, right?
Oh,
you.
Her first really serious relationship isn't with someone from Hogwarts, but they get engaged, and then he cheats on her, so they call that off. And then later on, she dates Jaren Brinklebell, and that's for just a little while. And then he wants to move in together, and she kind of spazzes out because she's commitment phobic. And ends that relationship. And then a few years later, she gets pregnant and gets married in no particular order. and that's with Hayden Miller.
Oh. Sounds like that show'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Just ruined your entire surprise.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't trying to keep it a surprise.
Oh,
if I was,
yeah.
I wouldn't have told you.
Aww.
Okay.
Next question. What death does Andy fear most?
Any death where she really has time to think about the fact that she's dying. Like, if she was going to fall from a really great height and just, like, see the ground getting closer and closer and wondering how it was going to feel when she gets mushed and things like that.
I love your wording. Oh my gosh.
Did you ever have to think about what Andy would like least about dying in a roleplay?
I've never had her think about dying when I roleplay her. She's mostly upbeat when I RP her, but she does have her moments.
She's an optimist, isn't she?
And she swings both ways depending on what situation she's in, but I've never had her think about death. But I do RP her when she's very high up and she gets very upset and frightened.
Alright, where are we?
We're at the Mirror of Erised. You're about to ask.
Are we now? Okay, what can Andy see in the Mirror of Erised?
The little family that she's created, like, I've planned out that, you know, she gets married and has three kids, and so she'd see her family around her and in her own little bookstore signing a bestseller or something. She wants to be successful and not at all like her mother. So if she's happy and successful, then that will be all she needs in life.
Very optimistic. Next question. What kind of trouble did Andy and Ben get in as kids?
And this
well,
is courtesy of Megan.
Up until they started Hogwarts, Andy and Ben liked to beat each other up all the time. When they were younger, they fought horribly. They were, I don't know, maybe 10, that they started getting along so well, and now they're really, really close. Like, they're pretty much best friends. But they'd always go into, like, Walmart, and, well, because they're Muggle-born, right? And, you know those little monkeys that if you touch them, they start, like, freaking out and kicking stuff?
No.
Sure. All right.
They're these monkeys that, they're, like, mechanical.
You touch your Muggle.
You push a button, and they start, flailing their limbs. They'd go into Walmart and set off all of those, and then, like,
you see, we're pureblood, so we wouldn't know.
Yeah, seriously.
You guys are deprived. If you don't have monkeys that flail their limbs, then you don't have a life.
Sure we do, they're just living monkeys.
Living monkeys are so overrated.
That is courtesy of Estelle. If it gets into trouble, it's not my fault. Which of the four founders would Andy snog, and why?
I'm gonna have to go with Salazar Slytherin on that one. She really has a thing for Slytherin guys. Like, she's tried dating everybody, or not everybody. She definitely ends up in better relationships with Slytherins. I think she just, like, everybody loves nice guys, right? But, when Andy's with nice guys, she just gets really bored. Like, that's why it would never really... She finds nice guys boring, and, like, that's why it never would have worked out with her and Jaren. Well, Puffney's the sweetest guy in the world, right? But he just doesn't drive her crazy enough, whereas Hayden, who she ends up marrying, is a total jerk. And so she has more fun with that.
Okay.
All right. Last question. Courtesy of Estelle.
This is the one that... Beau has been wanting to ask the entire
time. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to asking this question. This is courtesy of Estelle once again. If Andy were a pickle, would she be sweet or sour?
She'd obviously be a sweet pickle. They're so much better than sour pickles. They taste way better.
Does Andy like pickles?
She does. Sweet ones. Occasionally dill.
There is no double meaning in this.
Okay. Sweet pickles are really good.
Yeah, sweet pickles are good. Would she be a dill or a bread and butter?
Just the not dill one. They're just sweet pickles, aren't they? They just come in a little jar and it says sweet on the side.
Maybe.
And
the problem.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not 90% of pickles.
Okay. Now, since we're trying to move this along so that Beau doesn't have to leave right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I'm lame. I'm sorry.
Discussion. First one that we have is through the looking glass. You've been mentioning it in your answers, mm-hmm. and I'm pretty sure most of the younger ones, like me, wouldn't know what it is.
And
I've asked you before, and you still won't tell me what it is.
Seriously, okay,
what is it?
Through the looking glass, or TTLG, was just a little group of kids who were in VH year 3, and they all met when they were under the unsorted table during a Death Eater attack, and so they kind of hit it off when they were under the table there, and they started hanging out. They all got sorted into different houses, and it was a big deal, and in their first year, the founders of TTLG, Sierra, Lucas, and Ava Firewings, were hanging around in the library, and they found this little secret entrance to a little room that had to go through a hall of mirrors, and that's why it was called Through the Looking Glass. And so the kids always used to hang out in this little room and talk and have little parties, like throw whipped cream at each other. It was good times. It all kind of fell apart around third year, though, unfortunately. Because they were Andy's best friends for a long time. And Ava still is.
Is Ava still around?
Yeah, she's not as active, but... yeah, and... It was very soap opera-ish. TTLG used to date each other, it was a big deal. And they still talk, like, on occasion. Like, sometimes you'll see a random thread about Andy and Sierra, or with Andy and Nocturne, or Andy and Iris... And occasionally, Eager. He kind of stalks Andy. It's weird. Our last discussion.
The last one is
which is the one we have been waiting for.
This is why it's at the end.
This is the only reason we invited you on here.
The very, very scandalous and well-known Lucius Malfoy thread where Andy wore a maid outfit for him. No.
What do you want to know?
What everything. Confessions?
Everything.
And like,
first give us the whole maid thing. Give some of the younger ones that don't know what it was some background information so they know what it
okay, Andy wanted an excuse to be in Lucius Malfoy's office, so she volunteered to help him out with some of his little kind of office chores, and so he accepted, and she went up to help him and gave her a maid outfit, and she put it on, and it was not the kind of maid outfit he was expecting, so there was some drama there, and some people kind of freaked out of character, and that was all kind of explained away, but the entire thread was planned before it actually happened, so it wasn't just me being naughty that got her into the maid outfit, and it was Lucius. No, it was planned, so it wasn't anything that he
wasn't anything that would be frowned upon, I don't believe, correct?
No, the mods weren't upset about it. It was just other characters that were. Yeah.
Was it one of those, hey, how come she gets to do this when I don't, that kind of thing?
Yes, I think they were
just
jealous
of you, okay?
They're jealous of your skills, then. I mean, how many people get the chance to be wearing a maid outfit in Lucius Malfoy's office?
I wish I would have gotten to, seriously.
The Death Eaters don't count, though. I mean...
They say that wasn't a maid outfit, that was just lingerie, so... It doesn't count.
Cop,
okay. This concludes our very first interview of our featured character of the day, Andy Kennedy. Andy, say hello to everyone.
Hi. Goodbye.
Hi, goodbye. Learned that Andy is afraid of heights.
And is not
afraid
as awesome
of hedgehogs.
As...
Loves cherry and lemon flavored every flavor beans.
Pots.
She wants a big family. She doesn't like nice guys. And she is still the only person to ever have been caught with a maid outfit in Lucius Malfoy's office. Thank you, Andy.
Oh, you're welcome.
Signing off, this is Mercy Lindemann Vane.
And Proveon.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys. Okay, so now it's time for our Harry Potter question or fact of the day. And we decided to go with a question because we read this question and thought it might spark some good discussion. So we found the question posed by a reader. In the third Harry Potter book, Professor Lupin said that he saw Sirius run up and jump on Ron and drag him into the Whomping Willow. Then he saw Harry and Hermione follow. He claimed that he saw this on the Marauder's map. If that's true, wouldn't he have seen the past Harry and Hermione who were hiding in the Forbidden Forest?
Now, personally, I think that there's a chance that the Marauder's map didn't reach that far.
That it doesn't show the Forbidden Forest. But I think it poses a pretty interesting question.
It does pose a pretty interesting question.
But almost everything you could quote from Harry Potter poses an interesting question.
That's pretty true.
Because the only person who really knows is Joe. So.
Exactly. Maybe one day this question will be answered.
So
we want to hear from you.
So if we want to hear from you.
Yes. So email us at vhpodcasts@gmail.com.
That's no spaces.
No spaces. No weird leet speak anything. vhpodcasts@gmail.com. Go to it. Email us with what you think. And yeah.
Yeah. We'd like to know.
We want to know.
Because we're stumped too. So we're our explanation is we think it might not reach as far, but you know, if you ask something else.
Exactly. And if you make something really compelling, we might quote you during our next podcast.
Woo!
Yeah. Sounds interesting. You'll become famous.
Woo,
and by everyone I mean all of you, which is the only thing that matters anyway.
Naturally, of course.
Naturally.
And now it's time for Guess the VHer! We're going to give you a few clues as to... We're going to pick a random VHer that you may or may not know, and we'll give you some random facts, and the first person to correctly identify the VHer and send it to our email address, vhpodcast@gmail.com.
Hint, hint.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. We'll get something. We haven't decided quite what yet. It'll be something.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise, but it will involve something with the podcast, being on the podcast, having a section about you, whatever. So
being able to say hi.
Be able to say hi.
Meet me in person. No, okay.
Yeah.
Meet your dream.
Something.
Idol person.
Yes, because we all want to meet Bo. So,
yeah,
you know,
everyone wants to meet Bo.
There might be a meet Bo meeting. We might set one up. So, so we'll see, but... we have Shan here who's going to give us the clues.
Okay, first one, she's, squishy, to say the least. She's very energetic, often bordering on extreme hyperactivity. Notably wears pigtails or a ponytail, and she's a pureblood. Her worst subject is herbology, and she's kind of afraid of Mr. Longbottom. So, again, first person to correctly identify this VHer and send it to vhpodcast@gmail.com wins a special prize.
That is yet to be determined.
Lies, it has been.
But it's definitely worth it.
It's totally worth it.
It's so awesome. Can't say it on air. Yeah. And that ends today's segment of...
Guess the VHer!
Of Guess the VHer!
That's fantabulous.
And I can tell you guys are clapping as you hear this, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. That's when the little applause sign comes up,
yeah.
And you're supposed to clap.
Yeah, alright. Well, it's finally over. We hope you enjoyed the... VH podcast first episode,
and we have several things in the works, several segments that we'd like some input on, these being advertisements, in character advertisements. We're looking for humor, for things that we could say, maybe from the teachers, because we want the teachers' input as well. What's in a name was a segment we considered, because a lot of VHers have names that may or may not be hard to pronounce. So, like, Chanel, De La Vey. It's not easy when it's in writing. So, unless we know how to say it, it's harder when we read it, because we wouldn't know how to say it out loud if we were to mention you on a podcast for whatever reason. So, if you have a difficult name, or you know somebody that has a difficult name and you'd like to know how to pronounce it, you can email us. And if you have any suggestions, comments, questions, rants, slams, snogs, whatever you want to send.
Mostly good things, though.
Mostly good things. We're looking for input.
Nice.
We're nice people.
We're looking for input. So if there's things that you'd like to see, or you know you didn't like, or
and if you want to give us that feedback or anything else for that matter, any ideas, email us at vhpodcast@gmail.com. Again, VHPODCAST. Please, we wish to hear from you.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, and we are really, really, really sorry that we don't have a dueling section in this podcast. We tried to get somebody who was in the tournament or been watching the tournament, but we couldn't find anybody with a mic. So we really wanted to have someone to talk about the dueling tournament, but just didn't happen. So if you have been watching or are participating in the dueling tournament and have a mic and want to do a recap or a section for us for the next podcast, we would really, really appreciate it. You can contact us at vhpodcast@gmail.com, and we really hope to have a section in the next podcast, because we figure it's more towards the end of the tournament, and hopefully then it'll be more worthwhile anyway. So thanks.
Thank you very much. Now, signing off, Bo Vaillant.
Maddie Underwood.
And Chanel De La Vey.
Bye!
Bye!
And just when you thought we were really done, we have a little final word here from Mercy, as she was not able to be on the podcast because her Skype wasn't working, and she had a couple of things that she wanted to say, so we're going to let her give her a little word to the VH listeners.
Hey VHers, this is Murphy, coming at you from the computer I commandeered for my parental units. Of course, I could have just left the podcast at that, but then your daily, or rather weekly or monthly dose of mercy would be diminished, and your lives would spiral downward into oblivion. I've been asked to tell you how the podcast came to be, since I was unable to be on the show, and most of the ones who are simply minions of mine and don't know the whole story. But have no fear, Mercy's here. The podcast was an idea that Liam Baru and I came up with. It was originally going to be based on music in all forms. But after a while, the idea of VH News and RPG-based entertainment on air became much more appealing. Liam was unable to get a microphone, and although I waited several weeks for her funding to allow it, I decided to go on without her. And so I asked Chanel Delavey to host with me, and on that very day, we posted the feedback thread on VHOT. Over the next month, we acquired other members of our team, including Madeline Underwood. Without her, this podcast would never have happened. She is not only responsible for the recording, but the editing, music, and several other behind-the-scenes things that makes my job 10 times easier. She also seamlessly took my place as host on extremely short notice and pulled it off magnificently. Thanks, Maddie. You infinitely rock. I'd also like to let you know that the reason my appearance on the podcast is limited is not because of lack of dedication. On the contrary, I actually printed out the featured thread and attacked it with highlighters and sticky notes. Also note that the show is entirely run by Slytherins. This is important because one of the characteristics of Slytherin is ambition. A few months ago, we aspired to make this podcast. Now it is a reality. Why is that? Ambition, my dears. Ambition. And so I leave you with several words of wisdom from someone very wise. Sit vis nobiscum. May the Force be with you.
Is this going to be an outtake?
Oh, whatever. Tell him when he sucks, because he says, I like how everyone's quitting now. I'm such a trendsetter.
Oh, I'm going to
get the frick off me, because he's the one that didn't want to be on there in the first place. Where is he?
Oh, he's on MSN. Everybody, IM him and tell him he sucks.
No, I am until I'm lame.
Lame. Okay, let's all do it. Let's all do it at the same time. Lame.
Okay, wait.
Ready?
Lame.
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
And then he's like, oh, which one do we trust you first?
Owen told me I needed to stop. And that we should all collectively stop with us.
You guys need to stop this.
You guys need to stop this.
Did he just copy
and paste? I think he just copied and pasted it.
Oh,
okay.
Copy paste.
Do you want to hear an Andy joke while we wait? Okay. Why did the plane crash? Because the pilot was a loaf of bread.
What the?
See, that's why it's an Andy joke. Because it doesn't make any sense.
Nobody knows anything about you. So.
Me?
Get good juice or something. Or get an itch somewhere or something.
Get an itch somewhere? Like what, get a disease? Get an itch somewhere?
Got one god, 18 Gryffindors, 12 Hufflepuffs, 6 Ickles, 19 unknowns,
unknown.
14 Ravenclaws, 9 people from real life, 21 Slytherins, and an unsort in the pear tree.
I don't know, I'm sorry.
He just said I'm ugly.
Oh!
Nima is not ugly!
And I told him his face!
Look, I'm starting a trend.
You're a trendsetter, just like Owen.
I totally... Hey, you don't have to
It was sarcasm.
Oh. Yeah, I'm a trendsetter, but I'm for real.
Yeah, you're a real trendsetter.
He's a poser.
He's a poser.
I'm a real homie G. What?
What?
What word?
Okay.
See, they